to another exciting episode of 20 Minutes with Chad. After Chad couldn't shut up the last episode, I had a run for like 3 days. Now, Chad, according to Facebook, you said you're getting a passport.
I'm going to try to get one next year, hopefully. I'm going to get my taxes in
February. What country would let them come in?
Well, I'm not a big fan of traveling. I have a big phobia of planes, which I have to, like, quickly take a lot out of it. But I definitely want to try Canada. Like, I really want to check out Toronto. After watching the World Series and stuff, I was like, I really want to visit Toronto, because Toronto is
coming to my hometown.
Dude, it looks beautiful, and if I could find a career block, it's too cold. I'd probably die up there. I really want to visit that, and my friend got me, I really want to go to Thailand for their candy. They have some of the best. He brought some candy back from Thailand. Oh, holy smokes, their candy is fire, dude.
What do you want to see in Toronto?
I just want to see the structure, what kind of jobs they have, what kind of filming they have. Is it doable? Because
they would do films here. Vancouver would be better, I think, though.
Vancouver, that's true. Vancouver is like San Francisco of Canada, I guess some people call it.
It's beautiful, cheap, expensive, though. Very expensive.
Yeah, and it's a lot of people shoot up there now, a lot. But it's just like, but I really would like to move either to Seattle or Portland. But that's a different topic. But yeah, I want to check that. I definitely would like to go to the UK. I probably would never come back because I think the culture there, besides the food, I don't think I would like the food there really.
I think you'd be chasing British women is what you'd be doing.
You see, I don't like white girls. So I got to, like, that's the thing. Oh. It's like, I really don't. They really have to be hot. Or something so unique and quirky about them.
Fine, they might have some Latinos in England.
I know all of Spain. Spain has.
There
a
you
bunch
go.
Of kids,
you're right so. There. You just gotta go down the street. Take a
exactly. Exactly. Spain definitely. Or Portugal. They're like they have that Mediterranean thing. Or Italian women are my weakness. People always laugh because I'm Italian, but I'm also part native. So that's why I like the darker girls. I was like, what the fuck? What does that? I mean. That's always been my preference. I've always lived in the neighborhood. Fine. I just like it. So, but really what I want to talk about is the business of show
I'm
business.
I'm going to get there. Don't worry. I just wanted
are
to
you?
Talk about your... Am I? Really? Who's hosting the show? You or me? You don't shut up, so I think I'm the host. So what developmental projects do you have going on? Is that what you wanted to hear? Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm like, shoot. I'm the star here. It's 20 minutes with Chad, not 10 minutes with Simon.
Listen, this show can be just as easy as canceled as your Netflix pilot.
Pretty much. Like, everything would be probably pretty much canceled. But no, it's like a few weeks ago, a movie I acted in came on Tubi. It's not easy to get on Tubi. Like a lot of people think you have to go through either a distributor or integrator or whatever you want to call them. Luckily, this movie has a distributor. But so it came on, First Person Savior. And I promoted it on YouTube, and not YouTube, but Instagram and social media, all the social medias. And a lot of people went and saw it and were giving it, like, they really liked the movie. And a lot of them actually felt like I stole the show, which is kind of cool. But I was never nominated for anything. The lead actor was, and rightfully so, because he's a good actor. So, like, Ramsey and lead actor were getting awards. The movie was getting awards. But it was funny because people that I haven't heard from the last 3 years while I was struggling, surviving, living check to check in a shithole known as Fairfield or Solano County.
Aren't you still living there?
Sadly. Hopefully next year it's going to change, but I need to make money, and being hurt and out of work and on leave of absence and only making fixed income on paper looks good, but it's not. And plus my back hurts really bad. So I can't really, which is surprising. It's just, I don't walk a lot. So but 1 mile, my back is hurting. I look like an AIDS patient. like AIDS. Soon I'll be making quilts. So basically people out of the woodwork were like, hey,
a couple seconds.
What happened?
Wow, that AIDS quilt joke I had to think about. It's been a while.
you see, Chad's a comedian. He knows how to do work.
Yes,
like,
it's been a while since I first forgot.
You're like, wow, he was pulling 80s quotes there.
That was an 80s joke. Yeah.
I know. A lot of people are like, whoa, what the hell? But, a lot of people from Tubi are like, oh, like a lot of distributors, a lot of production companies, all of a sudden like, oh, what you working on? Da 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 da. And I was like, well, I got a couple ideas here, a couple ideas here. And again, yeah, well, I gotta do it. So, well, it's Thanksgiving is coming and everything. And I've been working on an idea because one of the guy who played Kenny, he knows a bunch of film production companies. And they're all like, oh, you're in animation. Oh, you're working with this guy. What is he doing? So I have an Oakland, a rapper producer. His company's interested in something, want me to develop. And same with this Bay Area filmmaker who does like these B-movie action movies like Jackson Bolt and Blood, Bullets, Blades, things like that. You can find trailers on it and stuff on YouTube. So Thanksgiving came. And I did my thing like I usually do. I say, oh, hey, happy Thanksgiving. Hope your family's making. And a lot of them came back, oh, thank you. Like, happy Thanksgiving to you. Hey, are you working on any projects? And I give them little tidbits here and there. And they're like, oh, so I have quite a few scripts. So I kind of do it and kind of fell into four scripts I need to finish by February as a development thing, like a spec script. I call them trunk scripts because they're scripts that I'm working on or had in the past that are just sitting in a trunk that I don't want to make. When I say a drawer script, it's a script that I have in my drawer that I want to direct or act, which is kind of, you know, it's slang for me to do it. Well, I pitched in urban neo-crime drama, and they're like, oh, we want this. And I'm like, okay, well, let me and my homie write it, because I'm going to try to work with co-writers, because I could visually see it in this co-writer I work with, Randall Rydell Russell. He's a black writer that writes really good genre stuff. Like, he has stuff actually being made independently. His stuff has been on in Variety and Hollywood Reporter and stuff. So he's done stuff. He also, like, he's gone to also things. He lives in Temecula and he goes to Los Angeles and he gets a lot of deals. So he's helping me write it. So we're staying with that. But these two guys want the script and I don't really kind of trust them to write the script. So I'm going to try to write the script with Frank. I call him Randy, and then see if he'd do it, because he's just like, yo, this is a really good urban script. He's like, this is kind of like Belly, New Jersey Drive, and I'm good at writing that kind of genre too. It's just, I didn't want people to look at me and be like, hey, a white guy's writing a black movie, because all the kids nowadays, it's a big issue apparently. It's like, oh my God, you
Where
can't
have
do
you
that.
Been?
Well, no, like, because a lot of people don't like that. They sit there like, oh my God, it's a white guy saying the N-word or da 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 da, and I'm like, it's a movie, it's a script. I know how to make movies.
Your name's not Quentin, right?
Well, I don't care. It's Meisenheimer. That's probably worse. They're like, oh, that Nazi's making a black movie. Oh my God, he's a racist. I'm like, say hi. But But yeah, so, I have urban action comedy that I'm doing. Hopefully finish this week, actually. I'm going to start sending an outline and everything, because I do have a semi-script, and here we'll do that. I got a, what is it? I'm writing a movie for Tommy, which is a Native American one, so I got to find a Native American who full blood, that could do the culture and stuff, at least I could have that going on. Which is a good script. It'll probably show, like, it's going to be an acting deal for Tommy. I might direct that one, but who knows? Like, again, it's a Native American story. We'll see what happens. I'm also writing, what was it? A horror film, like a horror exploitation film of a killing shopping cart. And
I like
also,
that idea.
It was me and Andrew were going to do it as a short film, but we just don't have the resources or time. Like, I'm dealing with my mom's shit. He's dealing with his mom's shit. We're doing this animation and the holidays coming. And we decided we're going to do, he's going to be shooting and editing my sketch comedy video that I'm going to try to shoot. Well, there's going to be two we're like probably get in trouble with. The first one's called Dumpster Midget. There's a certain reason why we have it, and it's good. And I told the pitch to him, and he's just like, holy smokes, that actually is pretty funny. But I have to wait till my tax return, because I'm gonna buy lavalier wireless microphones, they're easier to use and less attention from people knowing that we're fucking filming. So don't look like we're filming, because he's going to use his iPhone and he knows how to use it. He's really, like I said, shooting music videos and stuff. He knows how to do shit really, really well. So like that. And then there's another one. We're kind of playing off of, there's a movie called Fuck My Son. And we like, we're going to do a Thanksgiving theme one for, hopefully get it done before Thanksgiving. So I come out with Thanksgiving called Stuff My Turkey. So that's going to be a weird little short. So that's what we're doing. So those two. And then the other feature is something I wanted to do, but there's another writer that does kind of not family, but indie filmish thing, and he's a Christian and whatever, and so am I, but it's just like, well, I call myself a spiritual agnostic or whatever you want to call it. But he probably wouldn't have gone by it. It's called Pathos, which is a film originally I pitched to Warner Brothers when I lived in LA, which got rejected. Then something in my head popped, like, oh, I could add this, incorporate this, and the movie's a lot better. Because it's basically a sad old clown who is technically in the original script, he's homeless. He's trying to find his estranged daughter who's getting married before he dies. So that's the whole thing, because he has death following him the whole time, which we have a whole feature for that kind of thing. But it takes it where he comes, like what kind of molded everything together. He lives in a convalescent home, like a nursing facility or something like that. It's basically senior living, but it's not. It's like a nursing facility type thing where they try to, where old people, like, they go where the family just kind of throws them when they go on strokes and stuff, aka what my mom's going through. So that's why I was like, oh, okay, this is kind of interesting, incorporated into a skilled nursing facility, which is a convalescent home, which you don't say anymore because it's considered politically incorrect now. Go figure. That's where he comes and he escapes and pushes his shopping cart and death follows him, and he just basically travels. It's almost like the Straight Story, almost, in a way, the best way to compare a Straight Story with a clown. So it's like, it's not a comedy. It's literally like it's going to look like Nebraska, how it was shot and everything from Alex. Wait, what happened?
What are you talking about? I'm here.
No, it's like, I'm looking, okay, that's how I entered that shit. Okay, but,
I'm not editing that, so you're allowed.
Okay, so basically, hold on a second here, you don't have to edit it, but, fix a title, it's Peyton.
This is really good for me to post because nobody's going to care.
No, it's just like basically the development thing where it's a lot of stuff came up. There's a couple people that want me to do films. So it's just like now I'm just kind of waiting where people – I'm excited, but I'm also skeptical. I sit there and I kind of wait because there's things I've done in L.A. That project is going to happen, and all of a sudden it falls apart last minute. So it's basically, that's what I'm at. Like, the Tubi thing really helped me. People wanted me to develop projects and stuff. And yeah, so it's just like, yeah, it is what it is, I guess. I was looking at my phone because we have to fix some credits in my short film. So I'm like, God damn it.
Yeah, you need to cut that squirrel out.
I got that squirrel. But yeah, so basically it's gonna be interesting, so we'll see what happens. But it's the holidays, so from like Thanksgiving to February, nothing happens. So yeah, so I'm like, okay, so that's pretty much it's pretty much it, where I'm just keeping busy, and hopefully I'm actually writing more, so I don't know about that. But also, it's weird because I have a filmmaker friend in Sacramento who's looking to option a film, and there's a movie I wrote for myself called Clown Life Crisis, and I really want to make it, and it's kind of time sensitive because I'm getting older, because the characters I'm getting older. and it takes place as a midlife crisis for this character, which is good.
Perfect. So it's good for me.
So basically, I might give this guy an option in my script because I can't find money to do it. And it's such a good...
How much money do you need?
I don't think to make it or option it.
How much money right now, if I sent you the money, would you make this movie for?
This movie, it's going to be...
2,000? 10,000?
It's definitely...
20,000?
It's 20,000 is what it really...
U.S., right? So that's about 8 gazillion Canadian.
Right. No, I was saying, exactly. It's like, it's literally...
Well, I'll make you a deal. I'll go buy a lottery ticket this week, and if I win, I will fund your film.
And then that's a deal. I'm like, yeah, because it's like...
And I'm not showing up ever on set, and you have a deadline...
And that's the thing. And I had all that, which this is what ticked me off the most. Is like I had that. I had $10,000 worth investor that was interested, two of them, and then I was gonna try to throw in a couple thousand dollars. This is before, like, when I was still making money. You know, I was like, I'm gonna make money at this new job, so I was gonna throw a couple thousand. And I started asking rates in the Sacramento film community, and all of a sudden, everyone started ganging up on it, shitting on it, because I have a lot of people in Sacramento that don't like me. Like, I get it. They don't like me, which it's because I don't kiss ass. I don't kiss ass. When they ask me my opinion, I give my opinion, but I don't go around saying, oh, you suck, you suck. I never done that. And so basically, yeah, I'm like, that's what it is. So I'm like, okay. But yeah, so that's, I'm in the process of thinking, like, okay, maybe I'm waiting because this guy, he can raise money, but he will be directing. It wouldn't be me. So it'd just be my name. I don't know. I'm like, So one of the actresses is like looking at things like, what the hell? But I don't know. It's like I really, I'm debating on if I, it's just basically I'm debating on if I want to let this guy option it, because there's not that many locations. He knows how to get locations. He got producers, but it's just be a Chad Meisner film. It might just not be a Chad Meisner Hammer film. It's just going to be a script. So I'm kind of torn because I'm like, well, I want this movie to get made because the story is really, really good. And the ego side of me, I'm like, hey, this is a good script. You wrote it for yourself. If you direct it, you could win awards and stuff. And I'm not doing it for awards, but it's like it's Chad Meisenheimer. It's like it's the tone, the pacing, everything is Chad Meisenheimer. Where someone else come in here and be like, hey, this is okay. It'll be a different movie. So I'm kind of a toss up where I'm like, do I be precious and keep the project to myself because I'll always have ideas, or get option this script, make some money to make the other project? Like, it won't be a big amount. A lot of options around here are like $3,000 to $4,000, which is not a lot. But that $3,000 to $4,000, I could do something with it for something else. So it's just like, it kind of fluctuates what I want to do. It's like, what I want to do. It's like, because I know on the ego side, feature films aren't creatively could be rewarding. It's not going to be financially rewarding. I'm not going to make no mad money from that movie. There's not going to be a big return on investment, because I could find a distributor, and distributor could go like, okay, foreign sales, okay, 2,000 here, 2,000 there, maybe 1,000 there, another 3,000 here. That's how the film business is. So you still have to get that $20,000 to return investment to actually make a profit, to break even. So
correct.
And that's the thing, where a lot of movies nowadays, because of how the old Hollywood model is dying, which is fine with me, it means the industry is changing, so we have to either adapt, evolve, or pivot. And a lot of the people, a lot of the gatekeepers are no longer there, So they're trying to make a quick side hustle on seeing how entertainment works and stuff, which I think is bullshit. We're like, your acting self-tape should look like this. Oh, you should do this, this, this. Take my master class. It's $500. And you're looking at him like, what the fuck have you done? You're a fucking extra walking behind a thing. Okay. Oh, you blew this director. Okay. Did you spit or swallow? It's like, Jesus Christ, man. It's just like, these people, you sit there, you listen to my comments, you're like, did he really just say that online? I'm like, yes.
Oh, I don't care what you say. I really don't.
I really don't either. It's weird because I'm to the point where I'm 40 years old. I probably have 30 to 35 years left of living.
I'll be dead before you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, I'd be surprised if I live past 62 because my grandmother died at 62. My mom's 60. I don't see her living past 62. Her strokes were really bad. And then I can even tell you offline. It's just like, Jesus Christ. And then I already had 3 heart attacks. And then my uncle, he's 53 or 54, and he had a triple bypass, and he has issues. So it's just like everyone's like, oh, fuck, this family's just fucked.
Wow.
So I'm just like, our genetics fucking suck. And that's why I'm like, that's why I don't want any wife or kids. I'm like, plus I'd be like, nah, let's end just bloodline right here. Meisenheimer no more.
Goodbye. That's enough.
All right. Chattel's out.